This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
A convert accepted Islam when he read the very first verses after the opening chapter of the Quran. He opened up the second surah, Surah Al-Baqarah, and when he read those first five ayat verses, it stunned him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alif Lam Mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Alif Lam Mim, these are three letters. This is the book about which there is no doubt. This is the book regarding which there is no doubt. It is a guide for the God conscious, those who are mindful of Allah. He said, no one talks like this except God. It's so bold and confident. Every other author, they open up their books and they start off with what in their preface or in their introductions, some kind of shortcoming or apology. But he said, only God can say this. And it's in the very beginning. The Quran is a book of guidance. And when we look at the state of the world today, we see how lost people are without adhering to the message of God. We see how people no longer fulfill their potential. They end up wasting their lives and their efforts. Think of a car that's placed in a garage never used. Think of something as simple as a pencil, stored away unfulfilled in its potential. Or a bottle, maybe propped up like decoration, but it's never used to quench one's thirst. These are examples of misplaced, unfulfilled potential. But the human being is greater than all of these things, made noble by Allah, and with an intended and magnificent purpose to be tested in this life, لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا, to see who is best in their actions, their deeds, before the life of compensation and reward. One of the companions was asked for advice, and he said, I advise you to fear Allah and to obey Him, and I advise you to adhere to the Quran. Why? It is a light in the dark night, a guidance during the day. So implement it no matter how much struggle and poverty you have to face. If calamity befalls you, put your wealth forward to protect your religion. And if the calamity continues, put forward your wealth and your life to save your religion, but never risk your religion. Ruined is he whose religion is ruined, and looted, robbed is he whose religion is taken. And know that there is no poverty after paradise and no riches after the fire. What is it that assists people to do what's right and to fulfill the potential within themselves and to seek the blessings that are around them? It is the speech of Allah, a guide for the mindful of Allah, a guidance for every form of misguidance in this world. It's the source of objective morality. It's a guidance for those who are looking for some clarity and purpose in life. And yet, many people do not recognize that the problems they face, the distractions in their lives, the oppressions that they advocate against in society, the livelihood, the money that they're chasing after passionately, and even the relationships that they develop. These are all supported, perfected, blessed when they are guided by the source of true guidance. That which guides others, think of it like a lighthouse, providing direction and safety in the dark. In life, similarly, one can serve as a guiding light to direct and protect those who are being led towards their destinations or their goals. So with knowledge, with beneficial knowledge here, and with caution, a beacon of light provides what? Some comfort, some reassurance, some support. And it's necessary. Why? It eliminates fear and helps you to focus on the safe passage forward. One of the companions, Ubay bin Ka'b radiallahu anhu, he gave 10 advices regarding the Quran as a guide. Number one, he said, take the book of Allah as your imam, as your leader, and be pleased with it as your judge and ruler. It is what your messenger left amongst you, and it will be an intercessor for you. It is to be obeyed. It is a witness never doubted. It is, and within it is a mention of you and those who came before you. And it is a judgment for whatever happens amongst you, and within it is news about you and whatever will come after you. It is salvation to put the Quran ahead of you and allow it to lead you forward. And it is a form of destruction to take the Quran and throw it behind you, or maybe even use it as a platform for your worldly desires. What are some very practical things we can do to take the Quran as our guide? Number one, connect to the Quran regularly as a habit, as a way of life every day in order to preserve the guidance that Allah gave you, and make this a form of gratitude and reinforcement. Number two, whenever you feel lost in life, without purpose, you're feeling weak and you're feeling down, increase your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's speech to be reminded of your true purpose. Don't allow your lows to be too low. Go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because it will give you fulfillment, guidance, and light. And number three, utilize all the different strategies and the reminders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran to serve as a source of guidance for other people too. If you appreciate having light and being guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't you want that for as many people as possible? One of the scholars, Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, he says, whoever reflects upon the Quran with the aim of seeking guidance from it, then the path of truth will be made clear. And here is my question to you. What is a verse of the Quran that continues to guide you? Meaning you take it as a form of guidance in everyday life and you apply it. What is that verse for you?